yet to be taken, he should take that decision. So when it comes to, say, like final decisions, when if others cannot take, it is he who has to take, or where certain decisions yet to be taken, certain decision needs to be taken, irrespective of its fallout, etc. But it is in the overall interest of the organization. So at that time, he should leave aside various empathetic issue or whether various people issues or various other issues. He should stand by that decisive decision that he has taken at that point of time, and then pursue that course. And being relaxed and are regarded and respected as a leader by their people. And he should be also at the same time create a relaxed atmosphere that will give people a freedom. They will feel in sync with the work and life balance, etc. They will sync. They will be in a position to attend the peak performance requirement versus they'll be able to utilize time for themselves when it is not really required, etc. So you should create a primarily relaxed, productive, result-oriented environment. If you are able to do that, people are very tuned to align with you faster, so that overall the momentum that will come in your leadership. So now we come to an aspect of leadership in modern times. So far what we have been probably talking about is the traditional versus Jack Welch way of leadership, etc. People say that there are also attributes, there are also certain salient features of a modern time leadership. So that is what we are trying to understand. Effective style of leadership in one industry don't necessarily carry over to the others. Today, one person should have a multi-industry leadership capabilities. For certain industry, he may have to be decisive, certain industry, he may have to be more visionary, certain industry has to be more technologically savvy, etc. So in modern times where proliferation of industry, very, very new industries are coming up, etc., leader should be capable to handle the industry diversity. Professional service business like law firms, financial service firms, money management firms, management consultants, advertising agency requires a specific type of leader because they face unique challenges. These are all kind of unusual enterprise. They are supposed to be ahead of the time where they are. And in such cases, there is to be a leader who is different. There is to be a leader who is out of box. There is a leader who has unusual conviction and way of handling things, etc. So such organizations many times look at a person with real dynamic qualities in modern times. They have a strong demand of deliverables. They have a strong need to be ahead of time because they are supposed to be thinking and helping clients to have their foray into the market and win the market, etc. So various compelling reasons, this leadership who has to be in one of this needs to really be visionary and must be capable to dynamically take the organization forward. Service companies find it difficult to retain talented associates and are forced to deal with demanding clients in an increasingly competitive environment. Today, because there are proliferation of opportunities are opening up in a multiple this thing, it is very difficult for service company to retain the talented associate, that is talented employee. And therefore, what happens is they increasingly face a competitive environment where client is always demanding. You don't have such a right trained associates. So his capability to deliver the services expected is lower than what your earlier associates could do it. Now, in all such scenarios, organizations still need to strive, come together and meet the expected deliverables by your clientele. What is important in modern leadership is vision casting. Leaders of professional service firms are often ineffective because they are forced to focus almost exclusively on day-to-day demands of the business rather than long-term goals directions. So what earlier we have said, professional service firms, what happens, there is a strong overdose of customer demand. As a result, that organizations tend to fight mostly the day-to-day issues. Now, leadership in such case should move away, should be capable to move away from that daily hassles. He should be able to look long-term. He should be able to find a long-term goal and a path. And then he should be able to transfer this in terms of direction among individual who's just fighting a last hour battle. So that's the challenge. Now, if you can't do it, overall momentum will finally get lost by your employees. they will start falling apart. That happens where the service will start falling apart, and that eventually take a toll on the leadership itself. It is especially important in companies that experience high associates turnover. If organization where there is a high turnover of service associates, it calls for a leadership who has a capability to give these people a reason to be with the organization, create an ambience where they feel comfortable, create an ambience where they can see themselves growing along with the organizations, etc. So that's a challenge. Unless the firm's leader consistently communicates the company's primary objectives and future direction, new staff members will be in dark and unable to achieve goal. Changing marketing environment, changing competitive scenarios, compelling need to always look at your corporate objective, your roadmap, your goal setting, etc. And that also needs to be at times realigned to be able to meet with the changing requirement, etc. Now, if these things are not communicated very effectively, down the line, people are unable to really understand where they are heading. The moment that happens, there is a disconnect that happens. This disconnect will compel them to get ineffective. They will disassociate themselves. They will continue to do what they are supposed to do. They will proactively not be coming forward to do what they are naturally expected to do. If they are given an empowerment, they are supposed to work in a different way. But if this scenario is there where they are not clear about what are the future directions, what change that has to come into their way of thinking, where their way of doing things, it will lead to actions which are just merely to meet the current requirement. It will not be a proactive driven action by them. Associate buy-in. This guy also will have to be capable enough to get their associates, you know, already boarding the overall requirement of the project. So solicit support from peers for the vision within the organization. This may not be easy. At such time, it's his test how he handles the situation to get associated buy-in and follow through. Solicit support from peers for the vision within the organization. So he's at the top, he has all levels of people, he has all cultural diversity to handle, he has various types of people, skilled, unskilled people to attend, etc. Now what is needed is that they first get buy-in for whatever that you are chartering for yourself, for the organizations, etc. Overall buy-in should come in, that people should believe in their leader. Act and the result and all come later. So how does he go about? So at such time, that is his taste. He has to be very transparent. He has to be very clear about how he wants to go about. And then he has to go and meet those various cross sections of the people and get their overall buy-in and the support. So that once the associates are with you, whatever that you later try to develop as a thought process or develop as a forward path, you will start getting a better support. Leader has to account someone responsible for achieving the stated goals. While doing this, balance accountability with the healthy working relationships. Leader has to account someone responsible. No doubt so far we have discussed that overall he remains responsible, but in a very clear environment where there is a goal being set, there are forward paths being discussed, there are various allocation that was required, was given, authority given, etc., empowerment was given, and if the result doesn't happen, leader should be at least in a position to pinpoint a responsibility on somebody. This can only happen if he himself is clear about the roles and responsibilities of various SBU, how they contribute into the corporate objective. Down within, there is a clarity as to who contributes and who is responsible for what. Now, only if this happens, then he is in a position to approach that and he is able to then discuss the way to improve or take disciplinary action as the case may be. So, what is important is when you do this, the accountability and healthy relationship should be also maintained. So, as we said earlier that he is accountable, he is responsible, he is making somebody accountable. That if things doesn't happen, that person knows that if this doesn't happen, he is accountable. Now, just merely that fear should not be more, merely that, you know, relation merely that association of accountability to that person should not create that fear in him. It should in fact keep him encouraged, keep him motivated, so that your healthy relationship with him is ongoing. You are holding hands, you are supporting, the person knows that his accountability to his leader is in the area of achieving service turnaround or achieving the sales goal, achieving the marketing objective, etc. So that is where he has to be very decisive, and he has to buy in that support, and he has to really create that feeling that I have put you accountable. Now if things, these are the things doesn't happen, you stand responsible. Overall, yes, I am responsible, but now for this, between you and me, there is a very clarity that you are accountable for this. So that level of confidence he has to be able to generate from his associates. Role modeling. The other aspect is role modeling is very critical. Have your ways to become a role model. Lead by example or lead through empowerment or encourage talent, etc. Today, a leader cannot by far remain on the back seat. At various fronts, people expect him to be proactive. Now, all this thing is calling for a need that people are now getting used to being driven by a role model. So role model, like we probably did not have a role model in terms of government, now we have a role model. We see a Mr. Narendra Modi as a role model future Prime Minister, you know, the Prime Minister of India. So that if that benchmark has come, our next Prime Minister, if any, people will expect him to be better than this, you know, kind of. So that's what expectation translates into being a role model. You to make it happen, you can do this either by lead from the front or lead by example or empower and give the freedom to achieve, etc. So various ways, you encourage talent or encourage performance, whichever way, create your way to express yourself which people understand and therefore they want to associate with you. Nothing beats demonstration, risk-taking, being strategic, planner, man of integrity, trust, passion, hand-holding. As they say, the demonstration speaks for itself. A leader who cannot help a marketing guy who is stuck on a strategic issue cannot expect the cooperation to come from marketing. Forget marketing, he is going to go and tell 10 others, strategically he is not able to give direction. He is telling, aap log find out karo problem ka solution. All those things backslash happen. No, the leader, when the time comes, should demonstrate. He should therefore convey that he is a strategist himself, or he should convey that he himself is a risk taker. He believes in taking risk, etc. Either he takes certain decisions which people are wary about, but he is convinced about, and he takes a decision and later shows them, I see how it was a risky decision, but how it paid off, etc. He himself is a planner, he moves as per the plan, he doesn't disturb anybody's plan, nor he keeps changing his plan, etc. So that is a demonstration. You are being a man of punctuality, man of integrity, all this is through a demonstration. So getting into a role modeling capability and developing your that age will really see through you as a today's successful modern leader. So now what we'll be doing it, we'll be understanding some of the examples. Few are picked up from the book itself and few are kind of added by me, covering my experience. How a leadership can make the difference, that it will bring it out. Style and whether it is conventional or traditional or modern, I'm not getting into it. So this is an example of Southwest Airline who handled the 9/11 situation, how they went about handling. If you all remember, 9/11 is the very known acronyms for terrorist attack on the World Trade Center in US. Okay, now when that happened, US closed down entire air traffic across United States and surrounding countries, also cooperated in that, fearing that another such this thing should not happen. So air traffic became impossible. All the airlines approaching US were ordered to ground themselves wherever they are. So that was a directive. Airline has to find the nearest airstrip, nearest airport, wherever they are. Whether they are in India, they have taken it from India and they are approaching Pakistan, then find a permission to land in Pakistan and abandon the journey, etc. So that was a directive which came from government. Now South West believed right from beginning that customer is always first. They believed it, they have conveyed it in more than many ways, even in the past, etc. So this was also a time for them to see the customer interest first. So since 9/11 terrorist attack shocked the world, the no-fly zone over US, air traffic was closed, people stranded all over the globe. What they did differently, while this happened, many airlines just followed the directives, many airlines just did what is normally possible, what other airlines were doing. Southwest moved away. They said, okay, for us, customer have been always first. So what we can do for them in this situation, they got on to the ground, grassroots. They started interacting with customers. They started asking them what they can do for them. Allowed freedom, create an entertainment, this thing, so people don't feel fatigue and tiredness, etc. People were taken around the city tours. People were given good of the food. People were taken to various entertainment hubs, etc. Various alternative arrangements if required for a person. You know, the person who says, no, if you are abandoning me in Pakistan, okay, I will prefer to fly off to Dubai, and from Dubai I will find out my way. So you have to get into doing alternative arrangements for them. People say, no, I want to go back to India. So make an arrangement for so that they can go back to India, etc. Encourage out-of-the-box ideas. They allowed their cabin crew, they allowed their ground team, they allowed their employees to come out with out-of-the-box idea while one of their flight is around them and customer in them are facing a challenge. So they allowed people to do so. We have heard stories, and this is a worthwhile exploratory Google this thing, where many have taken amazing out-of-the-box concept. People have been taken to rural side, people have been taken to a trip to a city this thing tour, or people have been taken to do-it-yourself experiences, etc., where people have been taken to say like Kumbharwada, and the tourists will be made to do, etc., or puppet show where they are taught how the puppets this thing are done. So amazing such stories are there. All this led to customer forgetting the whole pain that they are undergoing. They came together, they enjoyed the moment. So as a result, by the time the cloud got over, by the time US removed the restrictions, by the time they allowed flights to now come and land in US, etc., they took good care of their customers. Customers of had no issue. They have in fact complimented all efforts by them. However, the fallout of this is like many airlines have suffered huge losses. Immediate this thing by many other such airline was to either cut on the employment rate or reduce the expenditure or provide less of amenities, etc. Southwest is the only one who declared upfront there won't be any job cuts, and they went ahead. Within 3 days of this disaster, they went ahead and announced $179.8 million profit-sharing package with their employee. This package was been worked out for quite some time. It was shaping it up, but such enormous calamity, which has really shaken the whole airline industry within US. People were contemplating, US people will not travel by, this thing and whatnot. Even despite that, within the 3 days of this disaster, they went ahead and announced their service package, profit sharing package with the employee. So that shows their belief in the people. The leadership comes here. The leader believed in his people, leader conveyed to people that let's do things differently and make a difference to customer first. That will make the difference to us. And they went about doing this very fluently and very, very elegantly. So that's a credit to the leader at that point of time. Another one is, an example about, Mahindra Group. It was already a multi-million conglomerate when Mr. Anand Mahindra took over as a deputy managing director. Way back somewhere, I think it is 87, 88 or so, if I vaguely remember. Managing multi-sector, multi-business, diversified organization was no mean task. Mahindra was at that point of time in automobile, was in Eugene and Steel. Mahindra was also into a few other tractor and few other such areas. Now managing such a multi-profit, multi-division, multi-company organization was no mean task, you know, even for him. Despite his leadership, he conveyed through action his leadership capabilities. He went on to establish a confidence in the people, confidence in his leaders. He created a value chain. He created a vision and mission for the organization. He developed a character for the organization, what Mahindra stands for. And nobody can, you know, even think of touching that characteristics of Mahindra. Declare what he needed, what is needed to be changed within Mahindra. Very upfront he made a statement. Complacency has no place in Mahindra. So that is what is very upfront to declare, that I don't want organizations to grow at a normal rate. I want organizations to grow at a increasingly more faster rate. That is what the message, be it in whatever business that you are in. Ensure change management. Thing needs to change to keep pace with the environment and the competition. We are not an exception. So get onto the drawing board. Start changing what is required to be changed. So change management was initiated, conveyed, innovation was encouraged, etc. And he has assured people to take the challenging positions. So he says, I am no way satisfied if my any sector or my any business is in position 3 or 4 and below. So he says, it is better to close this search down rather than not striving for winning position 2 or position 1. So that gave that momentum. People realized what this leader meant, what is he expecting from us. And then every sector has started working to fulfill that directive. And he, through his style of giving freedom, empowerment and all those things, by just merely monitoring what is happening, he has multi-million, these things were added during his tenure, a lot of new corporate initiatives have started, etc. And today it is one of the world-class group, you know. They are into, later moved into finance, they have later moved into holiday sharing and many such, they later moved into tech, IT sector, that is Tech Mahindra, and whatnot other business avenues have been also tapped by this group. Example of Starbucks CEO handling human tragedy. Known for excellent employee treatment, including part-time workers, Starbucks, as they say, is very well known for treating their employee to the best of their capabilities. They treat employee with a kid's glove, as they say, including the part-time workers. In 1997, three employees of the Starbucks were killed during a robbery attempt at one of their Washington DC store. So there's some robbery attempt during which, whatever the fracas that has happened, three employees of the Starbucks got killed. It was a shocking moment. Every world was watching. Everybody was contemplating what will be done. People thought that some $1 million settlement will happen, this, that. This person was different. Their CEO at that time, Schultz, Howard Schultz, took a different route. Yeah. Instead of managing from a distance, instead of just directing people in Washington DC office to do what not to do, etc., he himself flew down to the site. He went there. He was with the team for the entire week. He was with the family of the deceased. And he was spending time with them. He was trying to give them a compassion. He was trying to give them an assurance that we are with you in this tragedy, this thing with you in this hour of your tragedy, this thing, etc. He worked around with employees. Employees who were alive got dejected. They were fear to come to work, etc. So he worked around with them. He himself has worked at the store with them. He was not like merely CEO. He just didn't say people to come and then, you know, getting things done. He himself acted as a waiter. He himself acted as a boy spot, you know, this thing, etc. So he really demonstrated through leading from the example. Like, he's created empathy there. And that led to a change in people's motivation. He's a leader. He's an example of the leader who really carried the belief of the Starbucks in their employee. He really showed them that he leads by example. He leads by the characteristics of the organization. So that is what he was able to do. There was no PR, no other communication. His actions only were being noticed, and action only spoke for himself. So that's about Starbucks. So we have friends covered the subject matter of this particular service management, in that the leadership as a subject matter we have covered in this chapter 6. Thank you very much.